old.
Hi.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Hello, 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 and welcome to Are We Canceled Yet? The podcast for
everybody
and the lovers out there. The lovers of reality TV, the Love is Blind, the Love Island, Temptation Island, Fuckboy Island, all wrapped up into the challenge.
Give me an island.
Pod. And these are your hosts.
JoJo.
Aunt Tamika, a.k.a. Meek Meek, a.k.a. Encore, a.k.a. The Bold and the Beautiful.
Did you say The Bold and the Beautiful or The Bone girl. And the Beautiful?
Or the what?
Bone. Or bold.
Oh, I said bold. I had to think like, dang, was yours better? No, it was The Bold and the Beautiful. As in classic and never ending. Just like the soap.
Just like the soap opera. Because like baby, listen. Soap opera. I ain't even going to hold you. I don't even think they ended. They did end during COVID, but it wasn't.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was very short-lived. That was so a very short-lived break.
Also, that ties us into our episode's topic, which is
Love is Blind. Baby, look, listen. We wanted to talk about this some episodes ago, but we had to wait for the reunion to come out, for TikTok, for all of this.
I had questions, and I need answers.
Exactly.
I'm also fully prepared to go on Love is Blind. I'm putting it out there. I've said this numerous times to my friends. If I'm not in a serious relationship in the next 2 years, I'm on air.
Don't even worry about it, because I'm signing you up for the next season. Because, baby,
they're going to be in Cincinnati. They're going to be in Ohio.
When, next season?
Yes.
You lying. For real?
Maybe not next season, because you know it's like a year out. Mm-hmm. But they are recruiting for Columbus, Cincinnati. I was trying to sign up my cousin, but it was a lot of questions.
Oh, no. We need to sign you up.
It was a lot of questions.
We need to sign you up.
Where you live at?
Baby, listen. You know what? Not for nothing. As much as I like reality TV show as the next person, and I love these, like, love shows or whatever the case may be, I need to see more of Thickianas. Like, this season,
facts,
we did have Alex. She is on her thickness. We have Hannah. I mean, she's not the smallest, but they were not as thick as like a country bred woman. You know what
like
I'm saying?
I would like a thick one on it, and it, I might have to be the first one.
Yeah, especially on Love is Blind. Right. Now, if we talking about bodies on bodies on bodies, I will say the Will Packer love show that I keep trying to get you to watch.
I just can't commit.
I don't know. I just have this thing, and call me biased, I have this thing for black love, and I love anything that promotes it. But the one thing that I do like about the Will Packer show, before we, you know, not to get completely off subject, the one thing I do like about his show, the women are older.
Okay.
So they're showing people that are in their prospective careers and stuff like that. Like you not getting no F-boys up there.
I felt like this one, though, they were older.
On this season of Love is Blind?
Just not Hannah.
You don't think
How old was Nick? They were like 30s. A lot of them were 30s.
Did I not see some 20s, or were they just young-minded?
I think the minds were not there. I do think the minds were not there for everyone.
Speaking of mine, I'll be there.
I never know what they do for work. I can't say they're in their careers. I never know what they do for work.
You know who you do know what they did for work?
Nick.
Leo. Because he said it every 5 seconds.
Oh!
The art dealer. My boy said.
I was going to say, who is Leo? The art dealer. He chilling out.
No, he's not on a blanket, though.
Baby, listen.
Look.
Yeah.
Look, my man was like, coming on this show, I want my relationships to be different than my last. It's always been, I've been the breadwinner, and people always use me for my money. But then here he go in the pods. I'm an art dealer. I'm very wealthy.
I don't even want anyone to know what I do for work.
Listen.
But hello, my name is Leo, and I sell art.
And I wear a Rolex.
Check out the... Oh, Leo.
Yo, Leo in his role. If he said one more thing.
Like, you about to catch the wrong fish, shorty. But I felt like he was catching the right fish.
With Brittany?
With Brittany. I felt like it.
No. He specifically said, and it's so crazy because both of them literally said, I want something different than what I had before. Leo was saying he wanted something a little bit more genuine, but yet he still led with his money. Uh-huh. And then Brittany says she wanted something different, but yet in the pods gonna say, oh, well, all of my past relationships, I'm used to somebody taking care of me.
Yeah, I want somebody to take care of me. They were walking contradictions.
Yeah, both of them.
I was like, really?
Both of them.
But on there like, everybody, all my exes take care of me, but they cheated and they full of shit.
Right.
So I'm not looking for that, but I want a man to take care of me. I want to be a trophy wife.
I've never really.
What did she do for work?
She's an esthetician, I think.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe esthetician.
Yeah. I think she's in there.
Yeah. But no, what got me was, I'm not saying the girl desperate, but at some level. Let's just start from the beginning, because the show in general, Love is Blind, me personally, I'm not falling in love with you after.
No. I feel like I could fall in love with you.
In a couple days. Because the way they were saying the timeline out for this, I was like, oh, that's mad short.
But they were also saying like, all right, you're actually in the pods for hours on hours on hours. You're talking to this person all day, every day. They was trying to describe it like jail last time. Like, you don't eat, you don't sleep. Right. All you do is talk to this person. I'm going to fall in love. You're the only person I got.
Right. But I say all that to say, Brittany literally had to have been on some sort of level desperate to find love, only because when he threw that hissy fit Hannah between them two, and I felt like, okay, well, she made the choice for you. You're in between these two women. She made the choice for you. You threw a hissy fit. And then on top of that, going to say, well, since you're going back, can you put in a good word for me?
Wow. I saw that like, wow. I'm in love with you. Choose me. Pick me. I'm Meredith Grey in this bitch. And you're going to sit here and tell me to tell my coworker for a good fucking word? I wish he would have chose Hannah, and Hannah chose him, and she was going to eat that ass up. Because ain't no way you would have lasted Hurricane Hannah.
I don't know.
You think?
You think they were meant
to be?
I feel like they had a bit more of a connection versus her and Nick. Only because in the pods, she was already showing her dominance over Nick. And as a woman myself, I cannot sit here and say that I would ever want to be in a relationship with somebody that would let me run over them. To an extent, I need you to have a little bit of pushback. You know what I'm saying?
He had pushback.
He did have pushback, but it wasn't enough for Hurricane
Hannah. Leo had some pushback, baby. But I felt bad for Brittany. She wanted to make it work. Like, everyone's desperate to a point to be on this because they're looking for love.
Yeah, and they're trying to get shit that's different than before.
Yeah, boo-boo. Yeah, and trying to be open and yada, yada, yada. So, you there for a reason, but still, don't go against your red flags.
Mm-hmm.
You already can't see the people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the red flag should be burning a little bit brighter.
Sit down.
And in that case, if I got to force you to propose to me, and we in the pods, then this ain't gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Exactly. I was like, they did finally get it together.
Mm-hmm.
But why didn't they go to Mexico?
Okay. So, they did mention that during the reunion. So, we were thinking. Remember, they had like a little disclaimer saying that they went to Miami or something.
Yeah, I was like, y'all cheating.
They didn't go. But that's not the case. They actually mentioned, and I don't know if anybody caught this, but they mentioned that the producer said they were the least. Yes, they were the least like couple. Stop. They were the least like couple, so they did not want them to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's just what the fuck it is. At the end of the day, this is a television show. We know how TV works. Mm-hmm. This is a television show. If you're not making numbers and you're not creating numbers, baby, we don't want you. Although, yeah. I feel like that was a misstep on their end because I feel like there could have been some sort of...
Drama.
Like a triangle, like a love triangle, or in this case, a love square. But because the show is Love is Blind, they don't want to bring that kind of... This isn't that type of...
We want love.
Show. We want
if
love.
If it's not giving love, then...
Yeah, so I could see why they made that call, but I feel like Leo would have gave a good show.
Who was giving love, and I was very surprised about, was Marissa
Ramses
and Two Braids. I'm gonna call him AKA Two Braids,
Two Locks, like, two because chains. It was not braids. People was pissing me off. People was pissing me off when they kept saying his two braids. I said
it's locks.
They're locks.
I liked them. I ain't even gonna hold you. They were hideous at the beginning.
They were, I feel like it went with his personality.
But they did. And you know, I like somebody that's a little character-y.
Moving on.
A little different.
I felt like they were cute. I really liked them.
When I first saw him, well, I knew he was going to make it with somebody because I saw him on the commercials too much. And I think that's I saw him giveaway. In Mexico. But at the time in the pods, I was like, what is he doing here?
Yeah.
You're not about to kick it off. And then boom, they episodes. And she was back and forth. That was a tough one. That was a good triangle.
Yeah. That was
because I didn't know who she was going to pick.
I knew she wasn't going to pick the Marine guy because, again, she was another one that said, well, she was in the military, but she was also another one that said, I want to stray away from my usual. And her usual is she's always dated Jugheads.
Oh, and that's why I thought they was hitting it off. Energy wise, they were hitting it off.
I feel like because it was something familiar to her. But. Because
so she went with the complete opposite.
Yes, because something familiar, it didn't work out in the past.
Yeah. All right, so I get it. But I was like, damn, I thought they was cute.
They was
also cute. They do look like they're related.
They do look like brother and sister.
But a lot of times you end up looking like you're related to your man.
I felt like they were a really cute couple, but he when they started living together, he did a complete transformation in his attitude.
Wait, he's another one. What did he do for work?
I don't know. I know she was in the military, but she was going to law school.
That's all I know.
So she was going to be a lawyer.
So maybe she get military checks.
I don't know what he... I have no idea. That's a really good question.
I just know it was remote.
Yeah, I don't know what he did.
I think the requirements to be on this show is remote, check... period.
you need to make sure you have that's it. I'm about to say some people quit their job to be on a show, which is crazy.
Oh yeah. In a few years I will not be in that place.
And what place?
I will be taking a medical leave.
Oh, you mean like quitting?
Yeah.
I feel like that's ridiculous. I'm not about to quit nothing to be on no show.
I'm not about to quit. Mm-mm. That's not happening. Mm-mm. All right, but I thought they was cute until
the no condom thing?
The no condom thing.
Okay, granted. Yes, we're engaged to get married.
I don't know you.
I don't know you enough to have sex with no condom. And not to mention, this whole, as we've seen, this whole marriage thing, it's a 50-50 chance. You're either going to say yes or no.
For sure.
I gave you my JJ Raw, and nigga, you say no?
Immediately. Man. They was like, we was vibing from the pods. I saw him, he saw me, I saw that, he saw this, and it went down raw dog,
man.
But also, can you go back from raw dog?
He said he couldn't because
he was like, it's not no pleasure. And I feel you. I understand. Also, birth control fucks you up. Like, it really does. It really does.
I've never been on birth control, so I can't speak on
that. I was like, put that shot in my booty, baby.
Oh, you got the double shot.
Yeah. Ooh. You can't tell I still have not lost the weight. I
Wait, I'm just gonna entertain this. How long ago you get this shot? It was
like, how old am I? So,
how long ago you get this shot,
girl?
No, but just tell me the age.
Like 16 years ago.
Wait. You ain't lost the weight in 16 years.
Look. Y'all know.
Wait.
You sisters out there that was on the depot, you know what I'm saying.
You got the depot shine, ain't lost the weight in 16 years. Moving on.
It was cool though. But that was not, I don't think it was natural, because then you don't come on your period. And that's just.
Yeah.
That's just sounding like it's not.
Was right. That the only option you've ever done? Have you ever done a pill?
I did the pills.
How did you feel on the pill? Like, did you lose weight? A lot of people say that the pill has a lot of hormones in it, so it messes with them, like depression and stuff like that.
Maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never known anyone to take the pill consistently, except for one person in my life. You know who you are.
Nobody. But you, I tell you what, I know when somebody.
And kudos to you, baby. She also flossed every time she ate something. So that's how I knew you was responsible.
You was a real one. But also, I can always tell when somebody on a pill, because that damn alarm go off every baby. Time.
I was like, I ain't took it in 3 days. Let me take all 5. And then I feel like, boom.
And I feel like this is why a lot of people get pregnant on a pill. Nobody can remember to take that.
I couldn't. But when I did decide, all right, I'm going to get back on it, I was a little depressed.
That is, I was like, it's packed with a lot of hormones.
It was a different brand. And I was like, ooh, I don't like how this is making me feel. Feel like I'm about
to. They
got
to, different brand?
Yeah.
Listen.
I was like, this is. I'm not
going to get their money.
Then some other stuff, but that's just. I'm open with the part, but y'all don't need to know all that because it's personal. Just know, mama was unbalanced.
Is that where you draw the line?
That's personal? Where I draw the line. Mama was unbalanced.
Baby, listen. Like,
this is not going to happen. Baby, listen.
But to say all of that, and just by you describing like the contraceptives in general, I can understand where Marissa was coming from, because she looked like at one point, she wasn't feeling good. She wasn't feeling it. She looked like at one point she was kind of like in her head about some stuff. It wasn't necessarily about the relationship, but she did vocalize to him like, hey, like, I don't feel good when I'm on the pill. I'm already, yeah. I think she was already battling with some mental.
That's my question.
Yeah.
Was she bipolar?
I don't know if it was bipolar. She said it. She said it, but.
Did she say it?
Yeah, she ended up saying, I don't know if she said, I'm getting it mixed up because I've been watching a lot of TikTok with them. So I don't know if she said it on the show or if she said it on a TikTok thing. But I know she had like some, not depression, but anxiety or maybe something to that nature. Either way, something that would not be great to mix with the contraceptives. Okay. Yeah,
I don't know, because the way that they kept using energy, she has too much energy. Like, can anyone have that much energy? Because I felt like her energy was unstable. Maybe she was bipolar.
Maybe.
And he was like,
but you know what? Just too much. In the words of Meg, bad bitches have bad days too.
For sure.
Yeah. So I feel like, just like anybody else, she could be a high, like, quote unquote, high energy person, like full of like outgoing. Let's use outgoing.
Yeah,
she
could
be a
that.
Very outgoing person, but then she just have days where she just kind of, you know, but in
not wanting to do the nasty.
But the way he was saying was, well, I need you to be.
I need it all the time.
I need it all the time. But then in my head, I'm like, okay, you saying you need this all the time. So you need her outgoing all the time. But yet.
Yeah.
By her being outgoing, that was too much for you.
Yeah.
So I'm good enough for you to be inside all day, every day, but I'm not good enough for you to want to spend your life with me.
I need him to break that down.
Got it.
Because the way that they were saying it just didn't add up. It was too much energy, but y'all loved each other. Everything was great. Well, everything was not great.
Yeah.
y'all values, the whole military army thing, I'm totally against it. Oh, I don't know how they were going to get over that.
I don't understand why they didn't talk about that in the pods, because she definitely brought up, like, that should have been, I feel like that conversation should have been brought up earlier. Now, of course, we don't know how they edited everything, but I feel like if that was brought up earlier, they probably wouldn't have got as far as they did.
Yeah. Look, and kudos to the producers. True. Because y'all be keeping us on our toes.
Y'all be doing
Speaking
it.
Of that, quick break for our sponsors.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Whoever you are.
Has yet to come. But yes, the producers, they really be having me shook.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all don't leave nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing for us to know.
Nope.
So yeah. I don't know. The reunion was drama though, because they was definitely still smashing after.
Did you see her mama face?
Oh, she kept it together.
Hmm. When my girl said I wanted to punch him in the throat,
I felt like she was this close.
Listen, I'm not even gonna hold you. I know everybody has been in that space to where like. Or majority of people have been in that space to where, like, you got those off and on relationships where you go back off and on. Yeah. But I feel like in this case, y'all don't know each other enough for him to have hurt your feelings as bad as he did. And for you to sit there and go back. I'm sorry. Like, we don't have history. Now, I'm not saying that it's right to do the off and on. But I can understand it more. When you have history with somebody, you've been with somebody for years or whatever the case may be, what have you. But I literally met you a month ago. You hurt me back because my girl was pit. Like, I was crying. Hurt. My girl was, oof.
No, I get it.
But then to go back?
I get it. It was the experiment. We were all going through this. Like, I was committed. I'm sick. I'm crying.
I'm
you
not going back
broke
to
you. It off. And then I am going to go back. I ain't you even going to hold you. Yeah, girl, I'm weak.
Look, I ain't even going to
hold
you. I'm
going to go back
you.
Because then it's like, all right. I felt like I was in love with you. I was willing to say yes. So, yeah, I'm going to go back to you. I want to see if this is going to work out. I'm not, like, I done messed with you, raw dog. I'm definitely about to go ahead and smash again because obviously that was on points.
I don't know. I feel like it's different levels to this because one thing's for certain, two things for sure. You are not about to embarrass me on national fucking television and me decide to go back. You ain't about to make me out here in these streets looking like a hoe.
I'm not a hoe. I'm going back to my husband.
No, I'm not saying like a hoe in that aspect.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But a hoe in like me begging for some stuff. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Boy, kick rocks.
I'm just
goofy. Ooh.
I thought they were going to work.
I thought they were.
It started to crumble more and more and more. And I still felt like, okay. But he was like, you know what? I done been through this before. Once I start seeing red flags, it's a no-go.
But you know what? I'm not even going to hold you. To some extent, I feel like the outside conversations that he had definitely persuaded him. Had he not had them conversations, I don't think he would have called it off.
No.
No, because he literally said out his mouth, because she was saying, like, yesterday you were fine. You reassured me some stuff.
And she asked for reassurance.
And she asked. He reassured her the day before. And then all of a sudden everything changed after one phone call. What was said on that phone call? And not to mention, you was talking, what he say, the way he said it, I was talking to my niece's mother. So your brother's ex? Because clearly they're not together.
My niece's mother.
So your brother's ex or whoever's ex that you were talking. Why are you talking to her? Let's just start there. I just wanted to be clear.
You think they fuck?
I definitely do. But let's just be clear. If you're saying your niece's mom, that clearly indicates to the audience that your brother and this woman is no longer together. When they break up, the family break up. You don't need no communication with that woman unless you're talking to your niece.
What else would he say, though?
Because why would I call her and
what
have a conversation?
What would her name be? My niece's mom.
It would either be my niece's mom or my brother's wife or my sister-in-law.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm trying
so
to think.
So why would you not say that, Goofy?
Okay.
That means they not together. Oh. And you fucking her. And if you have a baby by her, your niece and your baby gonna be cousins, sister cousins. Next.
Oh my gosh, that was a deep dive.
He done pissed me off.
You a detective. You JoJo, aka Detective JoJo. Oh, the juice. Okay. Now you got me thinking about it.
Who's our next couple? Okay. Monica and Steven. This is going to be a short one. Monica is a control freak. She was showing that from the beginning. Steven is a simp.
He's too excited to be married.
He was way too excited to be married.
I knew I was black. I knew I had it in me. And then why did you portray us so fucking bad?
And my thing is, Monica was too excited at the fact that he was excited that he was 1/4 African or something.
They were never going to work.
They were never going to work. She's very...
They were never.
And I'm not saying that this is a bad trait to have, but she is very somebody who likes things in order. You can tell she needs to have some sort of control, because not for nothing, I would have broke it off with her at Mexico before we even got a chance to live together.
Wait, but if the producers didn't think something was going to work, y'all didn't think they weren't going to work?
I would have felt like they were the least ones.
There's no way I would have thought they were going to work.
Before I would have cut out Leo and Brittany, for real, for
real. This is what upset me about him, and I'm going to call it foreshadowing now that it happened. You talking to the other guys about preparing them, like, this is what's going to happen when you get out. Girls are going to be in your inbox. But you just got to stay strong.
He been what? But to that point, he already said he was a cheater. He said he cheated before. Her ass was like, thank you for being so transparent.
That's the thing. The more a man is honest, the more you feel like you could trust him.
Who?
You can. I done seen it. I got some male friends. I done messed with some truthful guys. That was full of shit.
That's crazy. I ain't never...
But you was like, you know what? You are honest. I can trust you.
I don't know if that's a toxic trait or what, but lie to me.
I think it's on the good. Like,
baby, lie to me.
But then if you lie, now you're a liar.
Now you're a liar.
Now you're a liar and I can't trust you. Yeah. I can't trust nothing.
They can't win. They can't win at this point.
Red flag.
They can't win.
No. Ladies, listen to me. Honesty is a red flag. If you really want me to be happy, don't tell me that shit.
Like, I'm not even going to hold you. It's all a red flag. Just don't talk to me. Matter of fact,
look pretty.
Matter of fact, I double back. Ramses, come on, baby. All you want is just somebody to love on you and not give you no energy. That's fine.
That's perfect. So fine. He's the perfect man.
I love you.
You the perfect man on Love short, Blind.
You short, but I love
he
you.
He short?
He tiny, tiny man.
Stop.
I mean,
Ramses?
He not my kind of tall that I like. So
he wait, he
man.
Was like the tallest.
But he's...
Did we Google this?
No, but I...
Oh, let me look this up.
No. Let me tell
don't
you.
Tell you?
No. I'm going to tell you what I know. I am a connoisseur when it comes to anything that is walking and swinging, that's 6'3 and taller.
Let me see. Watch, she's just going to be like 6'3.
No, it's not. All right, Google it.
She's about to Google it. Because they were all like, oh my gosh, and he's tall.
He ain't that tall. He can't be. Also, he dressed like a Cali man. There ain't no disrespect. Nah, it's disrespect. He dressed like a Cali man. It would never work.
He definitely got a little something. I didn't like it at the beginning, but it grew on me. Because again,
interesting.
I like an interesting man.
This is giving California,
which is a red flag. I'm like all the wrong people.
Do you know?
Yeah, and I stand strong behind it.
How tall is he?
Oh, it says unknown. But everybody else is on here?
It's unknown, but JoJo, no. He ain't no 6'3 and tall, I can tell you that.
He's 35, though.
Who, Ramses?
Oh, my gosh, he's 6 feet.
Tiny man!
Oh, wow.
Tiny man!
Wait, I learned something today. Don't quote me on it. But if a man is 6'2 or taller...
6'2", tiny.
Wait, shut up. If they're 6'2 or taller, they are in the 95% of men.
You saw that on another podcast.
No, somebody told me it. You know who told me it.
He only said that
somebody that's 6'2" or taller.
I was about to say, because it's definitely not no 6'2". Right, the 90 percentile, because I heard that same thing, but the guy who said it definitely did not say 6'2". He said he was talking to the girl and he was like, "I'm 6'4" and something, we in a 90 percentile. Da, da, da,
good man. I was like, wow, really?
And you will believe that.
I don't believe it. I've seen a lot of tall guys.
6'2 is not tall. I keep telling you, that's a tiny man.
Well, taller, I guess. They're in the taller sector. I'm short, bitch. You tall as fuck to me.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You're also very short for you to be feeling this way.
First of all, I have a very tall personality.
I thought you was about to say, first of all, you 5'5".
I'm 5'5 and a half.
The fuck's
and not. A half.
There's no way.
Any moving on, Monica and Steven, okay. I was over there. The way she was talking to him in Mexico really threw me off a little bit.
Yeah. But also, you so disrespectful, Steven, that I'm like, you was really texting a girl some super freaky stuff.
I ain't even gonna hold you.
He should have been. You ain't surprised.
I would have been. Monica was very rude. Yeah. She was rude to me. I don't care what nobody say. Monica was rude.
She was rude.
And again, I don't know you. Baby, my options are open. I don't know you. I can never go on Love is Blind. I don't know you.
Also, it sounded like some bull crap. They said, what did he say? He was just too nonchalant on the reunion. He was over it.
Okay.
He was like, baby, that was a year ago.
Yeah.
I'm here. What's up?
No, but to his point, though, what he did say, and which I can respect him for, he was very nonchalant, and he very much gave PR answers, like he was prepared, but...
Really? But he was all chatty and giggly, yeah. Like, I'm here. Oh, is that about me?
Right.
You talking about me?
Exactly. Very, very much. He was ready to say some shit. But what he did say was, y'all already have y'all perception in your mind made up about me. I've already went through therapy. I've already acknowledged this. Mm-hmm. I'm a working process, which I can respect. What he also said that nobody is talking about is he said, why are we still talking about this when me and you are in constant communication and we have squashed it?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to act big and bad now? Because you're with your girls?
Yes.
Also, can we talk about these bitches calling each other best friends?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, y'all don't know each other. They've been through this experience, but... Oh,
trauma bond!
Gosh, wait.
Trauma bond!
Like, we're not even on her yet, but...
Who?
Well, I'm gonna be quiet.
Who? Hannah?
Yeah. You know who I'm talking about.
Nick.
You know who I'm talking about. Her.
Nick.
This was my best friend.
Nick.
This is my best friend.
First of
in
all.
In the pod? That you was, got a best friend already and you talk about me?
Wait.
People, my friend.
Wait. My girl said, Nick, you was over there talking to my best friend, Nick, and I was going to be fun with you, Nick. I was just thinking the other day, and I was just talking to the other girls, and I was thinking, you know what? I've been really a bitch to Nick, and I feel like I need to let my guard down and show him fun, Hannah.
Fun Hannah! Newsflash. Fun Hannah is the same person that's bitchy Hannah is one person.
Bitchy Hannah.
There are no two sides.
That's not like a restaurant. Bitchy Hannah.
Bitchy Hannah.
Oh, dude. Bitchy Hannah.
But, like, you the same person. You act the same all the time. But for you to have a best
Nick.
Friend.
Nick.
Baby, and also, that was not Nick. Your best friend, honey. Because that clip.
Wait.
I would have left with her. I ain't gonna hold you. I would have been like, Hannah,
Nick.
You know, Hannah, Nick, yeah. This is not working. I'm gonna go on ahead and leave with your best friend in the pod because she's stroking my motherfucking ego real good. She's sitting here
real
telling me how I'm a good man, how I've matured, how attractive I am. I get none of that from you,
and
baby.
This goes back to my initial point.
And she
look
good.
This is my initial point.
I picked the wrong one.
Hannah should have, her and Leo should have gotten together. Something in my bones is telling me they would have did all right.
Really?
Yeah, and also.
Because he would have been like, don't talk to me like that.
And also, not for nothing, I've been seeing them on TikTok together lately. Yeah! Pew, 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 pew!
No!
Yeah.
What?
Doing little ticker and tocks and she.
All right, so listen.
Nick.
Let's say they creeping.
They definitely creeping. But I could definitely see him putting her in her place.
Creeping before the Ozempic allegations.
Oh, we're on a podcast. We do got to say allegedly.
Well, I'm going to just say because I don't know. It was a year. It's been a year. It ain't like she was that big. She could have lost 25 pounds.
I'm not even going to hold you. Fuck all that. What the fuck is a grenade?
Disrespect.
They said. It's wait, disrespect. Wait. And then Ramses, you old two-lock motherfucker. Nick.
Ramses, you just going to sit there?
He said, all right.
Oh, Ramses, you going to sit there?
Nick, Nick, this is a chance for you not to say. Now, some things were said. Nick and then here like, goes Steven. And then Monica. Steven, you said, first of all, if I'm pillow talking.
Steven said, I don't remember.
If I'm pillow talking, why would y'all repeat that?
Because they're best friends.
No level of discretion at all, bro.
Like, we all in here talking about each other's couples.
And also, y'all can't be trusted. But you gonna sit there. That's why y'all didn't work, because y'all can't be trusted.
Look, am I mad that he called her a grenade?
What does that mean?
And you know, it means somebody done threw this motherfucking bomb at your face, baby, and that blew up all your body. Is that whatever. What that means? It means.
Either it blew up or is she shaped like a grenade? Because I'm not even going to hold you. I've seen a couple people that I look like, and I'll be like, she's shaped like a dreidel.
Dreidel.
She's shaped like a dreidel?
Yeah, you know, little spinning dreidel.
I had to think about it like, am I shaped like a dreidel? No.
You got some shape, baby. And I would have told you. I would have been like, Tamika.
You shaped like a dreidel, bitch. I would have been like, I don't know. Is it
because from that depot shot 16 years ago?
I don't even know if I can be a friend no more.
But no, I've seen some people that shape like a dreidel.
Oh, you know what? No, I think that means he didn't find her attractive. But also, like, am I not being a good person for not saying that publicly? I'm sitting here gassing you up. I want you to feel like you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Even though I'm not 100%, is that me giving off red flags?
No, I feel like, I feel like to some extent, if... Okay, there's things that we say to our homeboys, and if y'all are going through this experience, y'all have a different level of understanding with each other. If I'm saying this to my homeboys, there should be a level of discretion and discernment for y'all not to say nothing to anybody about anything that we're talking about. Now, with that being said, because Hannah did find out, and the thing about it is, he was giving her her props because I felt like...
Like he's praising her.
Yeah, and Nick's personality, you can tell he doesn't like confrontation, because even when he was... going toe-to-toe with Hannah on a lot of stuff, he'll speak up, but he'll be like, okay, yeah, you're right. Just to shut her up. And I feel like he was like, okay, you know what? Just to let everybody know, I've seen a lot of hate about Hannah. Squash all of that. She's a very beautiful person. She's working on herself. We just weren't a match. And then here she go, wanna pop her shit, but also, Marissa, baby, you got a lot to say about Hannah's situation.
Because now they besties.
And probably don't even talk to each other outside.
Now they're best friends.
Baby, listen. The only people that I could really say are best friends are Taylor and Ashley.
Hold on. I could see Marissa and Hannah being friends.
Marissa and Hannah? For real?
Yeah, Marissa mama. She gonna tell you how it is.
Oh.
Marissa come from that.
Oh, trail. She come. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Tell me what's up. Oof. Hurt my feelings, but tell me the truth. So I don't think it was necessarily bad that he didn't say she was unattractive on camera.
Yeah.
I'm going to gas you up, and I'm still choosing to be with you.
But I'm not going to bring that up at a reunion. Like, I'm just not. If I heard it, okay, we're not together. I don't care. And again, it was a year ago. It was a year ago.
I'm bringing it up because everybody think you the best. They think you great. Like, and you thought I was perfect. Meanwhile, they really don't know. How you feel? And I know. So I feel like she knew all along.
But wait a
because
minute.
Because that's why she was nasty.
But wait a minute. The catch 22 is, even with her bringing it up, people still don't like her.
I know.
So.
I know.
Mission failed. Nick.
But she's like.
She Hannah.
Like, she said, I am who I am. I'm a bitch. Even her brother was like, yeah, she a little nasty.
Okay. Like, okay. I just want to bring.
You really need help then if everybody feel like you nasty, Hannah.
You brought up the brother. I want to bring this up and then we can move on to the next couple. Her brother. Why do they have a separate interaction with the brother and the family? Because they were all in the same space. All right. Here's my theory. and I could be wrong, I feel like because the brother, I feel like there was a little, maybe a disagreement or a little separation between the brother and the family, and he probably don't talk to the family anymore. That could be a reason why Hannah went off at 18, took care of her brother. She probably felt like she needed to be a mother figure because he did say that.
And that's why she's so rough around the edges.
Yeah, and I can't. I get that. And grew
up quick because you're 26. She
grew up quick.
You're the youngest on the show and you're ready to be married.
Not for nothing, though. I feel her when he couldn't even boil water.
But he asked for help.
No, he literally said, I mean, I've done it before, but I just need to be reminded.
I'm okay with it. I'm going to show you, babe.
You like a charity case. Yeah. No, thank you.
I like somebody that's willing to try.
Willing to boil water?
No, but it's look. He like, well, what I need to do? Halfway? Three, fourth quarters? How much water do I need to put in it? And she just there like. And he's like, how much water? I'll do it.
I would have had the same reaction. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not showing you shit.
That's who you chose.
Your mom is a Cuban. Who cooks?
Yeah, that's why you should have been in the kitchen.
Look, and that's
excuse me. What did you expect? I live at home,
and for that reason, with my mom, and for that reason, I'm out.
Well, you should have knew that before.
I keep trying to wonder why he keep trying to relive his glory days. For him to be so young, was he talking about back in high school or college?
I think he was talking about not too long ago.
Because no shade, no tea. Football in college.
I don't know, but you a kicker. He didn't sit here and say he was the running back.
Oh, they was clowning him at that table.
But why? He said he kicked the ball. He looked like he got a kicker's body.
But the way he was talking in the pod, I think everything, if you notice, they always refer back to shit that they was talking about in the pod. Yeah. In the pods, he was like, yeah, I'm a football player. My career.
Well, that's all he got. Y'all, give him a break. That's all he got. That was his glory days. What do you have to sit on? I'm not about to praise that I live at home with my mom in the basement with nothing in there.
He was praising it.
Oh. Well, shit, he just proud of himself. Listen, he proud of himself.
Maybe listen. But wait a minute, though.
At least he was honest, unlike some people.
Wait a minute. Alex and Tim.
They were never going to last.
They were never going to last.
I felt them. I felt it in the pod, though.
The connection was beautiful.
I felt it. It was like family.
He's definitely a man's man. Just by him talking in a pod, he's a man's man.
He's a man, for sure. And I thought they were going to make it in the pods. And immediately outside of the pod, right when she called him out his name, and they got the argument.
And she only, she only called him a bitch ass. Well, not a bitch ass, a little bitch. A little bitch ass or something like that.
We just said he was a man.
Okay, I get that. But also, if you
piss me off. A military man. Ain't you a military girl?
If you pissing me off. I'm not even going to hold you. I thought she called him a nigga.
I thought she said nigga.
I thought she said nigga too, which I can that totally been agree. Better I would have totally agree. But a little bitch. She said, I didn't call you a little bitch. I said, you're acting like a little bitch.
Like.
Which I get.
Not to tell.
And then she was trying to tell him. So she was the way. And he even said at the reunion, no, she never put her hands on me.
Right.
So what are you mad for? You mad because she called you a little bitch?
Yeah.
You're acting like one now, you little bitch.
Baby, listen. We are a couple weeks in. I'm not about to hide that. And you should have left at that time. Because if you can tell me that a couple weeks in, no matter how mad you are, baby, this ain't going to work. I don't know why I stayed.
Let me tell you what's not going to work.
I would have been out.
What's not going to work is him raising his voice. Now, I get why he was a little frustrated because she was in her feelings. They're still getting to know each other. He doesn't know how she operates, vice versa. If she goes in there and she tells you, I just want to take a shower.
Yeah.
And I just want to lay down. Let that be that, and let's visit this conversation like, in the morning.
What's wrong?
You I'm keep pushing to
understand
it.
You.
You kept pushing
I'm
it.
Trying to understand. Are you little bitch?
Are you little bitch?
Look, they're both two very strong personalities.
They are. And why is she taller than him, or am I tripping?
Yeah, she's giving taller.
She was
also. Difficult. She also came out slim.
She did. She looks good though.
She and I'm coming back to her. She looked good.
She looked really good. But the thing about it is, she still had curves.
Yeah,
which looked really good on her. I couldn't imagine her being like a size two, like Olympic. Like, I couldn't imagine her. No, being that. But she looked she really good. She looked good before and after. She looked really good. But wait, that chicken scene when he broke it off.
I ain't gonna lie.
And my girl was like, I ain't even gonna hold you. Everybody know I don't do leftovers because of like the heating element of it. So if I'm eating my food and it's piping hot, you really think I'm gonna stop eating just because you want to have a conversation?
Baby, listen. Baby, listen. But she already knew where it was going.
She knew it was going. She didn't care.
She was like,
she knew it wasn't gonna
you
work.
You see her face, like
she was like,
I'm
okay,
sitting here.
But the way he did it though was very bitch like. I'm not even gonna hold you. You a bitch for that. The way he said it. The way he said it,
he's like, this ain't gonna work.
And again, it could have been
just
the
whole moment.
It could have been
awkward.
The way they edited it, but ooh,
just the whole thing. And she was chilling. She was like, all right, well, I'm gonna finish my chicken.
I don't blame
you. You go on here and get your shit and you can get out. I wouldn't have made a big deal of it. Why'd you meet my dad? Why'd you meet my family?
I think because we're not. On
I know
us,
it's sensitive.
Speaking or, on you know. Us, I feel like we are family oriented, but that's not a big thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
For her, I feel like it is because her dad, you know, he's disabled. He's going through, was it MS or Parkinson's? Or
I think MS.
MS. He was going through MS, so that was a very emotional. The dad was got emotional. So I can get why she was upset.
And it was such a beautiful moment.
But she did mention, she didn't mention it on the, she mentioned it a little bit on the thing, but he kept like on the reunion
kept
but
talking.
He kept talking over her,
which another thing, she was like, you keep talking over me. So you knew it wasn't gonna work.
You knew it wasn't gonna work. But the thing about it is, you say all of this to my dad, and then a couple hours later, she said it was like a couple hours later,
say I'm not sure
about this, and then after you say that, you want me to be happy go lucky to see your parents?
Yeah,
little bitch, fuck your parents.
Yeah,
no.
But
no,
I don't know. She was just not coming with the energy when she met his parents, which makes sense. If
I get it.
After you do that, but also,
and we have this conversation,
he was still gonna ask. Like, you still needed to ask my dad.
Yeah,
but don't ask him until you're 100% sure. I'm not gonna know I'm 100% sure till I'm at the altar. But I have to ask your dad first.
This is crazy.
So when was I supposed to know that? He should have had her meet his parents first. Also, I've been at work all day. I came back. I met your parents. I got to go back to work. I'm taking a nap.
Also, I've been with your parents for, she said, we were with your parents for 5 hours. She said, and it's not like they were leaving. They stayed the night. They were staying a couple days.
Oh, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah, she said that they didn't even leave right afterward. If they drove down.
Understandable.
If they drove down and you're going to be here tomorrow. If I wake up and go to sleep and you're going to be here tomorrow, I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to see y'all every day, but I have to be up for a new job where I have to be up all night. I'm taking a nap.
My thing is, are you about to take care of me and these bills? No.
No.
Because we're not married yet.
No. They were bound to not work. Very strong personalities.
Yeah.
And they both need to be the leaders, it seemed like.
Yeah.
I don't see either of them getting led. And anything, so that was not gonna work.
Mm-mm. Okay, Taylor and
to the
Garrett.
One that did work or did get married.
Yeah, Taylor and Garrett. I was very surprised at that, only because
we had two marriages.
Let's talk about this one first.
Yeah.
Okay, Taylor and Garrett. They had very great chemistry in the pods, but I feel like Garrett was too fixated on what she looked like. And when it came out later where he was from, I see why he was fixated on that.
Oh, yeah? I was like, I don't see why this is a big deal.
Fredericksburg, Virginia. Have you ever been?
You know I have not been.
Baby, listen.
Oh, they be like that?
Racist as hell.
Did she know where he was from before she wanted to?
I think they mentioned it. But I didn't really catch it until they went there and I was like, he's from Fredericksburg? I'm not saying that his family is like that, but I feel like they were raised by racists. And it's a little bit of that inside there. But
so maybe she knew where he was from and knew about it. Because I was like, why are you I applaud you for wanting to go through the whole experience and being authentic and not really talking about it. Yeah. But it was awkward when she strayed away from it so much. So I was just like,
he was too hung up on it. Mm. He was way too hung up on it. And then when he saw her, it was kind of like, I'm not even going to hold you. I feel like when he saw her, he was like, yes, I'm glad she's not black. I think it was a relief.
You think he would have thought she was black?
No, but I really feel, do you think that he thought that she was Asian?
No.
Exactly. As long as her ass wasn't black, I feel like he could have got away with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, a lot of the times, like, especially those states like that, they are very more accepting of like the Asian communities, some Hispanic, if you're on the lighter side, like if you're a passing Hispanic, but as long as you're not black, they cool. They still going to talk they ish, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
But he literally kept saying, you know, I don't care what she is or I don't care what she looks like or anything. Or, you know, I'm used to dating, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I'm just like, he praying that it ain't no black woman.
Oh, now I wish she was.
Now I wish she was. Because what you going to do, Gary?
Because you love me.
Because you love me.
Because love is blind. We got matching. I really like them.
They're cute, though. They're really cute.
And I tell you what, when he came to the reunion with his new hairstyle.
Now, let me tell you what I said, loved. Okay. When he said, I loved when he said, yeah, you know, I'm dressing up because I found somebody that's worth dressing up for. Come on. No, but you know what I really liked? Which I get why she had the reaction because it was more triggering, traumatizing from her past relationships. But he even mentioned in the text message from the ex, he said, I'm in a relationship right now and I cannot continue this conversation.
Okay. He did that after. He texted her that after they talked.
I don't think he did. You think he did?
Why would he leave that out? If she said, she texted you, you liked it, and you didn't say nothing back?
I think...
If I text you and said, I'm in a relationship, I'm happy,
but I
would have said that immediately.
But I also think, as men, they don't think. Because it...
But you thought to say you didn't say anything else?
Hear me out. In his thought process, he was probably like... All right, if I even say, she's already hot about the text. If I even say that I text her back, she's not going to hear what the fuck I said after that. No. Let's be real.
That's the only thing I needed to hear was you say, hey, I'm in a relationship now, I'm good. What happened was, I got on that ass, we went to the bar, and then you was like, yeah,
and
fucked
then you text
up.
Her back.
I'm going to text back now.
You think?
Why would you leave that out?
Men are dumb.
Yes. Yes.
Like that.
I mean, there's no way you went and was like, I fucked up. Let me go on here and tell her to stop texting me.
That's I could see that point, but I could also see that he probably did text that ahead of time and then probably was like,
after she went off, like you liked her stuff.
And she was probably like, she's already pissed. Let me not say that I even text her because...
No. Why would you not tell? That's all I want to hear in this moment.
I don't know.
Is that you say it. Hey,
the thought was happy there. Because ain't nobody else going to do that.
Like, you went back and you did what you were supposed to do. Because you shut that shit down.
Because ain't nobody else going to do that. Because I ain't even going to hold you. Some disrespectful people out here will entertain the heifers. Listen.
Don't even get me started.
And then look at you like, I just do nothing. Stupid bitch, you know
what the fuck you're doing. That's when you get your phone grabbed in the car and you swerve a little bit.
Woo! To be honest, she is not talking about Chris and Rihanna. Woo! She's talking about her own situation, but we're not going to get into that right now.
That's why I'm going to give it 2 years before I apply, because I know right now I'm not ready. Yeah. But in 2 years.
That wait, but I don't know. You might need to do it now, because that'll be a great storyline. But wait.
I need. But wait, no, so they can set me up. Like, wait, what's your name?
Wait. But if, oh, like Tyler?
Like, I got 8 kids, but they're not my kids. But wait, I'm just giving sperm.
But wait, if they do it in Cincinnati, you definitely gonna run into some old joints.
Oh my gosh, I thought about that.
I was like, love this whole time.
If they do this, oh my gosh, that would be the fucking best. That would be the fucking best.
Okay, Ashley and Tyler.
I love, hold on, I love love so much. If that can happen, that'd be wonderful.
Oh my but gosh.
But also, if I see anyone that I have feelings for, I'm distraught.
Baby, listen.
Because y'all gonna find the loves of y'all life, because y'all was some good ones. And I'm gonna be like,
are you crying?
You saw it coming?
Yes. I've been practicing. Moving on. Ashley and Tyler, let's do this quickly. All right. Thoughts. Okay, I'm gonna just jump to the reunion and then I'm gonna get on that. I was really on them until Ashley said,
I know.
I wanted to bring this up on the camera. So he told you in private, but you wanted to bring it up on camera? So you orchestrated this?
Okay.
Reveal?
So, I understand why they did what they did. It's a TV show, and I don't want everything public. I'm looking for love. I do think he was looking for love. But and if, it was a
But if I tell you this situation. In private... We're talking, I tell you this in private. I didn't feel comfortable enough to tell you this in a pause. We still getting
to know each other. No, it's not that I didn't feel comfortable
to tell you. But Ashley wants you to say it again on camera is crazy.
But it's not that I, yeah, that's crazy.
To give a fake reaction?
I'm definitely not telling you in a pause, because I'm never going to get engaged. Yeah. If I say it in the pods, I need this you to fall in love with me first.
This is true. This is
and
true.
Then when I tell you, I don't want it to be public, because I don't want their business to be out there. Because immediately when social media found out, baby, pictures on pictures on pictures. And it don't matter what the fuck you said, because we already judged you.
They had the baby moms come out and speak. They had the ex-wife, the mom, like the grandmother of the kids.
The pictures everywhere. We at the theme park. But you don't know them kids?
And Ashley don't
win. You just gave the sperm. And the pictures that I saw looked like they was real cozy. But it also looked like she was gay. So then I was questioning, is he gay?
But look, let me tell you what Ashley just said on a recent podcast. She literally basically called the grandma a homophobe. Because she was like, okay, she was like, when the two split, because they did split up or whatever. When they split up, what have you, he stepped in like, okay, like as a friend or like as a father now. Yeah, let me go ahead and step in.
These are my
in.
Kids. But I that's thought y'all was going to have a family.
But the mom, even when the wife was in the picture, she would never take pictures. If all of them were together, she would never take pictures with the wife in there. It would only... Of
be him and the kids.
Him and the kids. That's what Ashley said. Nasty. That's what Ashley said. But also, I feel like my girl look. Either she's
mad. You trying? You think she trying to make herself look?
Either
better.
She delusional or she orchestrating some shit. Because that whole when she said wait to say it in front of the cameras, that threw me off. Because
they're like, if we gonna say it, that threw me off. Say it out there. I'm like, what?
Which means your reaction on camera was a little fake.
Yeah, but it looked real. Well, you know what? It didn't look real. She walked in the bar and was like, yeah, him and his kids.
Him and his, yeah, she did.
And they was like, what? Now, the girl's reactions was real.
The girl's reactions was real.
But I guess she was like, let me just put it out there. And girl, yeah, he told me he got kids.
Yeah, that was a little, but
now that after you look at it, it's like, yeah, girl, everything was good, but he got kids.
But wait a minute, though. Did you see recently that the cast of Love and Blind was at a football game?
No. Was the kids there?
No. But somebody looking a little pregnant.
Who's looking pregnant?
Ashley.
No.
She looking pregnant as a mug. No. She holding her belly like this.
And he said that immediately. They was like, what they gonna do after? Put some babies in her. What?
She looked pregnant.
What?
Just like a little bump. You know how the girls look, especially because she was very slim. And then she was
I remember with them wearing V-cut pants, baby.
Yeah. Oh, those pants was cute.
I saw them V-cut pants.
But baby, look, listen. She had on like a jersey, or it was like a hoodie or a jersey. Something that was like football paraphernalia or whatever. And she did a little. And I looked. And then somebody stopped it. You know TikTok.
Oh,
somebody stopped it
and
circled it. I said, that's a baby bump. Listen, you know what's disrespectful about that, though? We're not even going to get on the twins, because I know the first one you was helping out a friend, but them twins, ain't nobody mentioning.
Oh, it's twins. I was wondering where three came from.
Yeah, so it's the little boy, and then you got the twins. The little boy was when they was together, but the twins is kind of like, where did they come from? But she had the wife came out and said, or the, not the wife, the friend.
Okay.
The friend came out and said that the twins were actually done normal. Or conceived normally. And she was like, I'm not happy about it. But then on the podcast.
But Ashley, they said things got messy. We were friends. Stepped in. And then it was a little complicated. Yep. So that's when y'all started fucking.
Yep.
And then you got her pregnant. So whose kids are the twins?
They're theirs.
So I got two kids then.
He has three.
Yeah, but. At least two, because the one, at least two. It was okay, sperm.
Oh, yeah, I get but that, so at least
if
you
I
two.
Had these two fucking you, these are my kids.
But they, you notice every time they talk about it, they talk about the little boy. They
y'all
never
weren't even together.
They never mention the kids. Now, let's just say Ashley is pregnant. I would hope that she is the type of woman that's like, okay, we are in this situation. I need my child to know their siblings.
I
at
believe
least.
So.
I hope so.
I think I now he's so. Involved because if his friends.
I don't know, because like I said, I've been on TikTok a lot lately and it's the messy.
Oh, with
messy.
The whose kids is it?
With the grandma speaking out like every.
Oh my
like,
gosh. And that's. Messy. And so can you blame him for not talking about it on TV at the beginning?
Right. But also.
No, I'm not telling nothing.
But also, and then Ashley going to come out her face and say that old girl, the friend. Message her on Instagram with an apology.
Apologizing for what?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I ain't listened to the podcast. I just saw clips. But I don't know. But
this
it's
is the only
messy.
Thing. Like, do I want that much in my personal life? I ain't got nothing like that.
I don't think you're going to make it because you're not going to tell your life like that. You're not going to make it all the way through.
I'm going to be so open. I'm going to be so open. I'm looking for my man.
We need to wrap it up.
Yeah, but for sure.
Because you lying.
No, I'm looking for my husband. Like,
looking for
I'm
my
not even lying. No, I'm looking for my husband.
Maybe listen.
And I need to be Love is Blind. I'm trying to date you behind a wall.
Is love blind? I don't
think okay, so. That's my question. Is it?
I don't think it is. But on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Now that brings me to my favorite segment of the show.
That makes one
unpopular
of us.
Opinion.
Bye, JoJo.
Yeah. All right. My unpopular opinion is A Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't think it's a Halloween movie, nor do I think it's a Christmas movie. I think it's a Thanksgiving movie.
What?
Because it's set back. The time that it's set after Halloween. It's after Halloween.
It's getting ready for Halloween the next time.
No, but it's not quite Christmas yet. He wants to celebrate Christmas. Halloween is over, but they're doing all of this after Halloween. They're literally skipping.
Bruh, you
want
to hunt for a Thanksgiving movie so bad.
And on that note, thank you for listening to
Are We Canceled Yet? Love Edition.
Shut the fuck up.